telling of the story. Although it is less clear in Luke's telling of the story. In Matthew and Mark, John the Baptist resisted baptizing Jesus. John seemed to think that there was something wrong. There was something odd. There was something that was just simply off with the act of John baptizing Jesus. Instead, John insisted that he, John the Baptist, is the one who should be baptized by Jesus, not the other way. So why? Why was Jesus baptized? Was Jesus baptized for the same reasons as all of us? Or was there something unique in terms of why Jesus was baptized? When you and I chose to be baptized, there are a number of reasons why we were baptized. Just as there are a number of reasons why the church practices baptism. Baptism is an act that is intended to symbolically in the physical realm mirror what takes place in the spiritual realm. As the waters rush over the person who is baptized, their sins are washed away. And as the person rises up out of the water, it is believed that they are rising up in new life in Christ, robed as it were in the righteousness of Jesus. But Jesus, even though he experienced temptation, did not sin. So Jesus did not need to be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus did not need the waters to wash over him, symbolically declaring that his sins were washed away. And certainly Jesus did not need to come up out of the water to begin a new life in himself. So why? Why was Jesus baptized? When we are baptized, we are also baptized into the body of Christ. Our understanding of membership is linked to baptism. Through baptism, we become members of the body of Christ, ready to use our spiritual gifts to advance God's kingdom. But Jesus, I don't think, needed to be baptized into his own universal body, the church. It seems rather odd to think that Jesus needed to be baptized into what he himself already was. There is also a link between baptism and the Holy Spirit. In our tradition, we do not believe that the Holy Spirit comes upon us through baptism, but rather that baptism points to and celebrates the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives from conversion and perhaps in our lives even before that. This might make more sense when we think about why Jesus was baptized, because we are told that the Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove. We also know that the Spirit was also present with Jesus, as was the Father, who is heard speaking in the baptism story. We know that Father, Son, and Spirit were always present together, three persons coexisting in one essence through self-giving love. Certainly, it is true that the baptism of Jesus reminds us that the Father and Spirit are present with Jesus throughout his journey. So this might be one reason why Jesus was baptized. We also practice baptism as they did in John the Baptist's time, as an act through which we set ourselves aside for service to God. Baptism in this regard is an initiation into the ministry and service that each and every one of us is called to as disciples of Christ. Understanding Jesus' baptism as Jesus being set apart for ministry makes sense when one considers that Jesus was baptized and then entered into his ministry immediately thereafter. But is there more to Jesus's baptism? Is there an element or elements of Jesus's baptism that is unique to Jesus and not necessarily seen in our practice of baptism. Most commentators and theologians suggest that at least one way that Jesus's baptism is unique is that it was in and through Jesus's baptism that Jesus identified himself with humankind. When we think of the birth of Jesus, one way of thinking about that is Jesus's identification with humankind, him expressing his solidarity with humankind. Another way of understanding baptism is that in and through Jesus willingly submitting himself to John's baptism was Jesus's way of expressing solidarity with humankind. Callahan suggests that one of the four greatest needs of humankind is the need to be understood. The need to be understood. By being understood, Callahan does not mean simply heard or just known. By being understood, Callahan suggests that we as human beings need to know that we are identified with, that someone gets us and understands us, that someone is walking with us and knows deeply what we are experiencing. I read an article recently about a young single mother with two children under the age of seven who was suffering from pancreatitis. She was at the doctor's office for her appointment, and she was relieved that her doctor was a woman, and that this woman who was a doctor also suffered from pancreatitis. Knowing these two factors made her believe that this doctor would understand her situation deeply and be able to help her because she could express solidarity and understanding with her. And not just textbook knowledge of what pancreatitis is and how it is experienced, but deep personal experience with the reality of pancreatitis, because this doctor suffered from it as well. But as the appointment came to an end, she learned just how completely out of touch this doctor was with her life and situation. You see, the doctor refused to prescribe any medication of any kind. Rather, the doctor told the young single mother to join a gym and gave her a flyer for a low-fat Mediterranean diet. She could not afford a gym membership and more childcare expenses. Besides, she wanted to be able to spend more time with her kids, not less time. And as for that Mediterranean diet, when she checked into the diet using the link on the flyer the doctor provided her with, she learned that 1 week's worth of that diet being delivered to her house, 1 week's worth, would cost her more than she made in a month. The doctor understood her disease, but the doctor did not understand her. The doctor understood treatment plans, but the doctor did not understand her life, her challenges, her needs. The doctor did not identify with, deeply know and understand the life of that single mother. And because of that, she couldn't adequately care for her. Through Jesus's baptism, Jesus identifies himself with us. Even when John the Baptist resisted, Jesus insisted because he wanted to communicate that he understands us, that he knows us, that he identifies with us. Just as we go down into the water to identify our lives with Jesus, Jesus also went down into the waters of baptism to identify himself with us, each and every one of us, and the solidarity that he has with us. Jesus understands us, Jesus gets us. Jesus knows us and knows our hurts and hopes intimately, because Jesus walked in our shoes. So when I am filled with grief over the death of someone dear to me, Jesus understands. Jesus gets it, because Jesus identified his life with our lives. Jesus lost people. Jesus suffered grief because he chose to enter into this world and live as we live. When Lazarus died, we are told that Jesus grieved deeply. I can lean on Jesus when I am grieving, because I know that Jesus understands my pain. When I feel abandoned and alone, Jesus understands. Jesus gets it, because Jesus identified his life with our lives. Jesus was rejected, abandoned, and all alone as he suffered on the cross. His closest disciples denied him and ran from him. Jesus knows what it means to feel abandonment. Not because Jesus read about it in a textbook, but because Jesus lived and experienced rejection and abandonment. When I feel abandoned, when I feel alone, I can lean into Jesus, because I know he understands. When I feel joy and love, Jesus understands. Jesus gets it, because he identified his life with our life. Jesus experienced the joy and love of fellowship with his family and his disciples. Jesus enjoyed reclining at the table for feasts, sharing fellowship with others. And Jesus enjoyed laughter and love with his disciples and followers. I know I can celebrate love and fellowship, because Jesus celebrated love and fellowship, and Jesus understands how important both are to me. When I fear the unknown or the future and am gripped by anxiety, I know that Jesus understands. Jesus gets it, because Jesus identified his life with our lives. Paul teaches in Philippians 2 that Jesus willingly gave up certain aspects of his divinity in order to be truly human. One of those attributes of his divinity that he gave up was to know everything. Jesus acknowledges in the Gospels not knowing when certain critical events will happen. And I assume, just like all of us, that caused Jesus a certain measure of anxiety. So when I worry about the future, which is unknown to me, I know that Jesus understands. Jesus gets it, because he lived not knowing the future. I can lean into Jesus for support, because Jesus truly understands. When I feel tempted to sin, and when I do sin, I know that Jesus understands. Jesus gets it. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and tempted, to be sure, at other times in his life. And even though Jesus did not sin, Jesus understands sin is sin, because he suffered the consequences of our sins. So when I am tempted, and even when I sin, I know that Jesus understands the challenges of temptation and the fear of sin, because Jesus so completely identified himself with our lives. That Jesus experienced temptation and experienced the consequences of sin, even though he did not sin. And when I am sinned against, and experience the pain and anger associated with being sinned against. Well, I know that I can lean into Jesus, and Jesus truly understands. Because, of course, he was slandered and beaten and flogged. He was sinned against. In and through the baptism of Jesus, one critically important theme is how through his baptism, Jesus identifies himself with us. Jesus expresses his solidarity with us. Our King and Savior is not some king who lives in some castle, isolated apart from our life and our experiences. Our King and our Savior is someone who has walked in our shoes and experienced life, the joys, the tribulations, the hardships, the happiness. Our Lord and Savior is someone who has experienced the full spectrum of life. And as such, we can lean into him in every stage and every facet of life, knowing that he gets it, he understands, and he can minister to us. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, just thank you so much for the multitude of ways in which Jesus willingly identified his life with our lives. It's a source of great joy and comfort to know that when we come to Christ, we come to someone who truly, truly understands. Just knowing that in and of itself can give us a sense of peace and strength, comfort and hope. In Christ's name, amen.